Ruby 6, The Illusionati. Ruby, Taru, Andor, and Rodan Kapoor are on the planet of Alubuwa. They're attempting to discover whether a secret organization called the Illusionati actually does exist. And now, part 3. Sufu and the Kokoku.
I received a speak bubble from Sufu. Speak bubbles are sent through a network of pneumatic tubes. Speak bubbles vary in size. It depends upon your message, how many words you've stuffed into it. To extract the message, you put the bubble between your thumb and forefinger, and you squeeze.
Don't leave this afternoon at 2.
Whoop! If you squeeze too hard, the message blurts out. But if you squeeze too softly, the message takes forever. Anyway, it was a speak bubble from Sufu, who I met at the gala reception in the Hall of Hoo-Ha. So, if I can squeeze this bubble correctly, we can all hear what Sufu has to say.
Professor Taru, please meet me this afternoon at 2 at the Café Kokoku.
So I asked the concierge, a rather tall, narrow, pear-shaped life form with a pointed head. Excuse me, where might I find the Café Kokoku?
Ah, oh, it's Dr. Taru,
yeah.
The renowned professor of
yes,
puns.
Yes.
Professor, have you heard of the one
No, I'm off duty now.
Ah.
So where exactly is the Café Kokoku?
Oh, on Rue Woo-Woo.
Rue Woo-Woo?
Oui.
I see. We are practicing French, are we?
Oui.
All right. And where is Rue Woo-Woo?
You step out the door.
Out the door.
Turn left.
Turn left.
En Rue Wobble-Dee-Doo.
Rue Wobble-Dee-Doo.
Proceed to Rue Nouveau-No-No.
Rue Nouveau-No-No. Is that the street of New No-Nothing?
No. Then, right en Rue Nouveau-No-No.
Nouveau-No-No.
Then proceed backwards until you reach Rue Ou-Ou-Ou.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, right and proceed backward?
Left and proceed forward.
Ah.
To Rue Woo-Woo until you reach the Café Kokoku.
Kokoku on the Rue Woo-Woo-Woo.
No-No.
No?
Two woos.
Well?
Woo-Woo.
Woo-Woo. To you. It was good to get out of there and have a stroll through this desert city with their sausage-like buses slinking by. They are very neat and orderly people, these little pear people. Their street lights hung down like tubular flowers. Their op... Oh, there it is. Café Kokoku on Rue Woo Woo. It was packed with Ilubus, chatting away. Most had their bubbles drawn up close like a poker hand. Others were romantically entwined about each other. All bubbled together, making one big, bubbly nakri. The only way I could get through was by stepping in and out of their bubbles. Excuse me. Beg your pardon. The chairs are shaped to fit their plump little pear bottoms. Sufu, too, has a plump little bottom. Now, my tastes normally lean toward the more shapely Barbie android fantasy female physique that has become the ideal that all human females strive for. If they weren't born that way, they have themselves re-sculptured from their Barbie head to their Barbie toes. Yes, the science of laser plastic surgery flesh sculpturing has advanced to the point where every woman can be a Greek goddess. God, I wish they could laser their personalities. The interior walls of the Café Kokoku reminded me of the holographic diorama in the Hall of Hoo-Ha. Here, too, they had the exquisitely detailed desert scenes that changed imperceptibly and were so real you could feel the sand in your socks. Ah, over there in a far corner, even though there were no corners in this curving diorama, sat Sufu. She looked... What was that look? Was it lonely, forlorn, wistful? But now she saw me, she smiled, and that glorious bubble of hers rippled with a bright rainbow iridescence. Was that a blush?
Taru?
Ah, hello, Sufu.
Thank you for coming.
Well, I was just... I stopped. Something had flashed across the desert. It had circled the curved wall of the cafe and vanished in the blink of an eye. Did you see that?
No.
Something out there in the desert diorama just zipped by.
Well, we can't see things that move swiftly.
You can't?
Our sight is not our main sense.
She parted her soft, silky, pinkish hair, and there in the peak of her little pointed head were two small bumps. Horns?
No.
Knobs?
No.
Implants?
No. Sensors.
Sensors? What do you sense?
The Nakree.
The Nakree, I see, but not everything has a Nakree.
Everything has a field of energy.
Even me?
Even you.
Can you read me?
Your field is too weak.
I'm too weak?
I mean humans.
Oh, humans.
Why haven't you developed it?
Because we don't believe it exists.
You can't see it?
Can humans see it among ourselves? No, we can't.
You can't see how your presence touches another being?
Well, only when I'm trying to score or something like that.
What?
Well, nothing. Oh,
you hold such shells around you.
We have to protect ourselves.
From what?
From each other.
Why?
Because we hurt each other.
Why?
Because we don't like ourselves.
Do you hurt?
To be human is to hurt. We may not know ourselves, but we sure know our pain. Well, of course, there's pleasure, but that's a fleeting thing. No. Pain is something solid, something you can stand on, like an old friend. Stand on pleasure and be yanked out from under you. And that's the way it is.
You've probably been wondering about me. As you know, I'm good at being sneaky. That's why they call me a little rat. Now, it may sound unkind, but no, it's a term of endearment, because I can go where others cannot. I am nocturnal. Darkness is Kapoor's friend. I'm like a ninja. I'd like to be called that, but I know that Ruby and Tarou, they'd twist it like they twist everything. They wouldn't call me Ninzi Kapoor. They'd call me Ninzi Kapoop Kapoor. But they're not going to Kapoop me. Not this time. Yes, that's it. The Sneaky Shadow. I'll show him. You just watch me. Watch my Sneaky Shadow.
Oop-Oop had his list of prime suspects. At the top were a few of the Ulubus who had traveled off-planet, who had seen the world or seen a few other worlds. These Oop-Oop figured could well be part of the Illusionati. Another invitation arrived. It was a speak bubble. I squeezed out the message.
I am Lady Boom Bassoon. I believe you met my husband, Lord Boom Boom Bassoon. We would be most honored if you could join us for high tea at our estate.
Lady Bassoon's husband was one of the media moguls on Ulubu Wa. I inflated a speak bubble and returned the message, accepting the invitation. The mansion was disappointing. It seemed surprisingly modest for one of the elite families, but I discovered that was the way of the Ulubu. Since wealth was an illusion, to show off your wealth was to show off your ignorance. Well, it may have been modest on the outside, but inside, that's another story. That's where you really get to show off for yourself, of course. You can wallow in any kind of illusion, if you're rich enough. I felt like I'd stepped through the door and into the desert. Except, hanging from the desert ceiling was a chandelier. It was a mirrored ball. It tinkled in the artificial breeze as it turned, slowly reflecting the desert stars. A marvelous staircase wound down from the heavens and into the desert. Descending was Lady Bassoon. She was dressed in a relaxing caftan. She wore a necklace of something rare and beautiful, simple and elegant. In the light of the mirrored chandelier, I got a glimpse of her bubblish nakree, a barely visible rainbow aura that surrounded her. An aura that reflected the mirrored chandelier, which in turn reflected the stars set in the desert diorama. Boy, speak of illusion. These people had made an art of it. Boom Boom Bassoon arrived. He stomped in, ruddy-faced, wearing an Ulubu's version of desert khakis. He was tall for a pear person. He was surprisingly open and shrewd. He welcomed me into the outer edges of his nakree, but the fringe is as far as I ever got.
Do you have deserts on your planet, Ruby?
Oh, sure. There's the great Boozy Booze.
The Boozy Booze?
Do you like the desert, Ruby?
Yeah, I do.
What do you like about the desert, Ruby?
I like it best when the desert remains a desert.
Are there changes occurring in these Boozy Booze?
They're nipping away at it, sure.
When you live on a planet that is all desert, change can be very subtle.
Yeah, but things are changing here, right?
It's inevitable.
I get the feeling some of you want it to stay like it is, or was.
Do you mean stay isolated from the rest of the galaxy?
Well, off limits for humans, anyway. That put a ripple in his bubble. He chose his words carefully, but his field was playing a different tune.
But we invited the digital circus to Ulubu Ra, and you are human, or most of you are.
Yeah, but why the invitation? To check us out? That sent a nice ripple through him.
It's a first step toward future exchanges.
You've never visited my planet.
Sumanula, no.
No ripple, but his bubble is contracting. He's drawing in his field. He's cautious, or he's suspicious. I backed off. Your people respect your planet. I like the way you've built this city to blend in with the surroundings. I haven't seen a strip mall since I got here.
I heard that humans tend to...
level things. Yeah, we do. Wherever we go. We see it, we level it.
But why?
I don't know. Economics, efficiency, whatever.
Is it efficient?
Ultimately, no. It just makes us a little more crazy.
Then why do you do it?
Human beings are nuts.
Not really.
Most of us, sure, yeah.
Are you serious, Ruby?
I'm one of them, I should know.
If we open our planet to your people...
My suggestion is, don't.
That's not possible.
It's only a matter of time.
Well, I'll tell you. We're not going to change. I used to think maybe consciousness was a matter of evolution, but it's not. It's too much work for most humans. They'd rather be asleep in their illusions.
But your spiritual beliefs, your religions, don't they
Look,
help
the
to...
two major religions on old Earth, Christianity and Buddhism, you could sum up in two words.
Just two words, Ruby?
Yeah, the essence of Buddhism is know yourself.
And Christianity?
Same thing. Christ taught know yourself. Can you get more simple or direct than that?
Didn't it help?
It was a nice try.
But for you, Ruby?
Oh, I'm not religious.
Do you hold no hope for human beings?
We get distracted easily.
Distracted by?
Everything we think.
What do you think about?
The past, the future, that sort of thing.
But Ruby, everyone knows there's only the present. Neither the past nor the future exists.
They exist in our minds.
But they are illusions.
But that's where most humans live.
But then you live in your mind, and your mind lives in a place that doesn't exist.
Yeah, you could put it that way.
Oh, dear. And we will be opening our doors to these beings?
I'd keep the door shut if I were you.
Do you think so little of your own people?
I like human beings, but that doesn't mean I trust them.
Oh, I find this most distressing. I'm sorry. Oh, if you'll excuse me.
Is there anything...
No, please. Can... No, please. I'm all right. Good night, Ruby.
I apologize for my wife. She is...
Sensitive. Yeah, we all are. So we sat in silence. We're not as violent as we used to be.
Do you still kill for a belief?
Me, personally?
No, I meant human beings.
Yeah, well, beliefs are a stinker.
A stinker?
Beliefs, opinions. When people hold on to them long enough, they start to rot in their brains. And the stronger the belief, the more it stinks.
Do you believe anything, Ruby?
Look, I don't know what's going on here. Maybe it's a little tug and pull between the Ulubu traditionalists and the Ulubu, whatever you call yourselves, liberals, illusionati.
Yeah, we are not the illusionati.
Okay. I'm just a circus performer. And politics is a circus I don't perform in. All I'm saying is, if you're dealing with human beings, get someone to watch your back.